Do you have, I thought you had Claritin.
I stopped taking it because they stopped. I'm going to stop complaining.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. I'll trade you some Claritin for some Ativan.
I bet you would.
Yeah. All right. 503-7, I wasn't just talking about that on the air, by the way. That would be wrong. I respect and obey all laws regarding and governing the trade of pharmaceuticals. 503-733, I'm not Noel Bush. 503-733-2970. Home viewers apparently wanted to see more of Storm as well, says the Oregonian. Did we play all the... okay, well, we'll do a little mini Rockstar recap here in a minute, because it's... It's not really... I'm wondering how it is that they're fleshing out that show, because every week there's one fewer contestant. Are they adding more... Did I miss something? Are they adding more drama? Are they adding more reality stuff? Because every Tuesday there's one less performer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are they... What are they filling
in? Well, I noticed
with?
That I watched the reality show last night, and...
is this the one online you're
yeah,
talking
the one
about?
Online,
okay, seeing which I still haven't seen.
Not even half the length of the previous two ones.
Really?
So I don't know what's going on.
All right, man, but they kept that Zaira chick who was terrible. I can't
because
believe...
Because she's good TV. She's ridiculous.
And Kristen really did nail it. The watching that Zaira girl is like watching a low-budget talent show somewhere. I could not believe... I mean, I know that getting saddled with singing an R.E.M. song is not... That's not necessarily like a key towards rock cred, but I mean, there's no rule that I mean, you could tell by that guy Chris and his rearrangement of Roxanne that there are no rules about what you can do. She could have made it into a decent sounding song, I suppose. Instead, she just has that weird, and I don't know what it is, man, but that Zaira girl, she looks like you keep waiting for her to unhinge her jaw and eat a gopher or something. She's got this huge reptilian mouth. It's just big and then like you know what I'm talking about. It's like Jane Badler in V. You just keep expecting for like a Velociraptor style for her just to kind of for her jaw to swing down to her breastplate and just to shove a whole pig into her mouth or something. So she's singing Everybody Hurts, which was terrible. Anyway, but then when Tommy Lee said to Storm, "I'd like to see more of you. Wear fewer clothes," or whatever he said, and then she responded with them. She said, "Six letters for you, Tommy. Google." This article in the Oregonian says, home viewers apparently wanted to see more of Storm as well. Imagine those. Imagine that. You're sitting around the television and it's like family viewing, so it's mom, dad, the two kids. And let's go see more of Storm. Let's go to Google and see what comes up when we type in Storm Large. And immediately, you know, some shot where you can see your kidneys. It exceeded his bandwidth allocation. This is her website. Had to be shut down, reports webmaster of Storm's site. Normally, we average 2,000 hits a day, says Storm's webmaster, Steve Sharp. We got 35,000 hits Tuesday between 9 p.m. and midnight. The site was nearing 60,000 hits for the day on Wednesday night. So we might as well do this now. So I'll play just a couple of cuts from last night's Rockstar Supernova, and then we'll be done with it because we already who got voted off was I've already forgotten her name again. Jenny. Yeah, she was terrible. So let me find these cuts from last night. And what the hell is today? Okay, so this is really the only thing I'm going to play from last night because it's the only standout moment. Is that Josh guy who Nate has dubbed Smiley because he's always grinning a lot. He's the guy, he's got kind of the beaky face and he's saying She Talks to Angels by the Black Crowes. And he's saying,
Is he the one with the pierced ears?
Don't they all have pierced ears?
Really super skinny?
Really skinny, tiny head.
Yeah.
He looks like a tiny version of porn star Peter North. And if you're a man, you know what I'm talking about. What was that
look? No, I know, because those are the movies you told me to see. Yeah, he does look like him.
Pleased to be explaining that comment, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember when I hadn't seen any adult videos?
But that was... Okay.
No, but I remember him.
Peter North?
Yeah.
I had you watch a Peter North film?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought you were... We should stop and reset here so everybody knows what we're talking about. There was a time a couple years ago when Sarah Dillon had not been exposed to many of the things that make one a well-rounded individual, including perhaps perusing some of the world's finest adult material. You'd just never seen an adult film.
Yeah.
And so was it you and I that went to the store, or you and Kristen?
You and I went to the store, and then Kristen and Jolie and I watched the movies.
Now, but this was gay porn.
Some of it was gay porn.
Because Peter North is not gay porn actor anymore.
There was some, and then we had some of the gay porn.
So awkward.
And then some of the Ron Jeremy.
You know, I bet my mom's in town for the wedding already, and she's just listening there with my future in-laws who hate me anyway. So, somebody texting you about gay porn?
Kristen.
Okay. Anyway, so okay. The point is, it's the guy, he looks a lot like Peter North. Anywho, so he sang, whatever, he sang some Nirvana song last week, and he must know that he sounds a lot like Kurt Cobain, because last night, because they do the thing where the three people have got to be, you know, the three bottom vote getters, have got to perform a song each. So the three bottom vote getters were Jenny, who got voted off, and she did some crap that I can't even remember now. Dana, the Southern girl, mm-hmm. who I like, the kind of chunky Southern girl, she sang. She was fantastic. I didn't bother to bring it up. She was really good. It was her best performance yet. She sang a song by a woman named Sass Jordan, who's not very well known here, but she's sort of a blues singer from Canada, who had a hit called I Will Make You a Believer in, like, the early 90s. And it was, she was really good, though. And she furthered, it furthers my contention that she either should be a country singer or, like, a Southern rock singer, because she was really, really good last night. She's not going to win, but she was really good, and she continued. Used to be like the hottest thing ever. And then Josh, though, in the words of Tommy Lee, Tim, what did Josh do?
He brought home the rock.
Yes, he did.
Is he the one from Manchester, New Hampshire?
He killed it. I don't know where anybody's from. I only know that Delana somehow is from South Africa, yet now lives in Canada and is on an American program. So it seems unfair because she's got like three different continents. Are we a different continent than Canada? No, we're a different country, though.
It's part of the North American continent.
Well, whatever. So Josh, though, he really nailed it. He must know that his whole thing is sounding like Kurt Cobain, because listen to this. I'll play the judge's observations at the beginning, then like about 30 seconds of his song, and then I'll just skip to the end. First of all, let's listen to the judge's commentary, and then tell me how creepy this performance is. This is Josh.
Jason, what do you think?
This is Jason Newsted.
Well, chilling, man. I'm actually quite surprised that you're standing there right now.
Yeah, me too.
I think you're, well, I know you're quite a talented cat. Why do you think you're in the bottom three, bro?
I mellowed that tune out. You guys wanted to see something nasty. I didn't do that, so I gotta do that now.
What song are you singing for us tonight? What are you bringing to us, my brother?
I was gonna play guitar. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna do Heart Shaped Box from Nirvana.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So bring it, dude. Rock it out. Plug it in. Turn it up. Please.
Yeah. Use more cliches. Okay, listen to this, though. Listen to how creepy this is. If I blindfolded you and gave you the Pepsi challenge on this song.
She asked me like a passing.
Oh, my God.
On the chorus, but on those verses, it's creepy. How much he sounds like Cobain. I like this song a lot. I'm not a big Nirvana fan, but I like this song a lot. But he did a really good job. So let's skip right to the end. He does, and you know I'm a big fan. If you listen to me and all, you know I'm a big fan of Rockstar Screams. They, which is why, was it Jenny that did Helter Skelter? She's already forgotten. Everybody's just expunged her from the map. Who did Helter Skelter the other
night? No, the brown hair with the blonde streaks. She did it.
Patrice?
I think that's her name.
Yeah. Boy, she sucked. And here, and it, because that Helter Skelter's so hard, though, because Paul McCartney's got probably one of the greatest Rockstar Screams of all time, and that song is one long scream. You feel bad for anybody that's got to do that. But Cobain had a great scream, too. But listen to this scream he busts out at the end. And when he was really working the crowd, too. He was running along. He was, like, leaning down, you know, singing to the chicks. And then for this one, he slides under the front of the stage on his knees and does this long, hunched over on his knees, kind of like a kneeling fetal position kind of a scream. It's really great. Good. So there you go. So that was Josh, and then they voted what's her name off, and they made her cry, which I don't. We don't have sound of that. But Tommy Lee did use the phrase twice in 30 seconds. Tommy Lee did use the phrase, "Hey, we're all winners here." Some more than others. I forgot to tell you this. The final observation I have about Rockstar, because we're going to keep the Thursday recaps brief, because the storm isn't going to be in the bottom three for many weeks.
The Google thing, did David send that to you?
The Google, the Frapper thing? What are you talking about?
No, there's, I guess, the number one it was actually Yahoo. Yahoo Music.
Oh, the number one Yahoo Music search is Storm.
Is Storm, in front of Dave Navarro.
Yeah, in your face, Dave Navarro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the best thing about this last night was, Storm didn't really do anything. She was just sitting there in the peanut gallery where everybody else sang. But that girl, Jenny, that got voted off, and you, if you guys out there, you watch it on TiVo, you know what I'm talking about, because you did the same thing I did. You played it back like 100 times with that 8-second reverse button on the TiVo. This is completely true. This is not wishful thinking. I'm not projecting. Because at the closing credits, Brooke Burke is doing the whole, and another rocker goes home. Join us next week, as I continue to be more and more thin and less animated. And so Jenny is up in the peanut gallery, and she's shaking everybody's hands. And then she and Storm do this long, long, lingering hug, because she had said this thing earlier about how, Delana and Storm are really like the mother figures to me, which is sort of great and not great and insulting, I guess, all at once. But Jenny and Storm do this long, lingering hug, and of course that's great. And like, for me, that's all I need. That's enough. I'm satisfied with that. And then as they sort of break the hug, they sort of pull apart, I swear to you. And Guy, if you saw this, you call up and confirm so that Sarah does not think that I am fabricating this. But as Jenny is pulling away, she reaches up and she like honks one of Storm's bosoms. You all saw it. You must believe me. There's a blob eating people, Sheriff. I'm not insane. If you saw, because I got emails about it. If you saw this last night, you can verify this. That Jenny reached up and grabbed one of. I'm speaking now as a journalist. Well, yeah, but I it wasn't a long lingering fondle or anything. But she
wasn't like a Willamette Week party.
No. She didn't grab her Byron style. Storm didn't get becked. No, Jenny reached up and actually copped a not even copped, because when you cop a feel, that implies like you're feigning it as like it's an act. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to put my hand in your dress now. Like when you brush up against somebody, my mistake. This was a full-on grab. And there's a story behind it, because she reached up and made no bones about it. She just like grabbed one of Storm's womanly curves and like squeezed it. And then they both did that whole, oh, you grabbed my bosom, laugh, indicating that there's some, like, you don't just do that. That happens when there's some backstory. You know what I mean? That implies some sort of.
They were roommates, spending a lot of late nights together.
Were they roommates?
Yeah, they were roommates. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel weird sitting in the same room as you.
I'm just cycling through the mental file of facts again. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Kristen from accounting. Who joins us now on the Rick Emerson radio program. Hello, Kristen. How are you?
Stop making something out of that, Rick. You know, Storm is just a loving, giving human being.
No, she was
very close to Jenny because, they were roommates. And it's just an innocent, I'm sure.
It's an innocent grabbing of a breast.
Here's
the difference between you and Storm and Jenny and men, is that men don't have any, like, the closest thing there is to that is in, like, a locker room, I suppose, if you're on, if you play for the Rams and you win something and then, like, you pat the guy on the buttock, I suppose. This is sort of on a different level. This is a thing that women would not sort of just casually do. All I'm saying is it seems like that is a reference to something. It seems like that doesn't happen unless there's been some sort of whatever
in
the past.
I'm making it into something.
I'm not, okay. I'm just,
anyway.
All right.
And I would like to say one thing about last night.
Yes.
I was watching it, of course, with a few friends. I got home. My phone rang about 9:30, and it's Brad the car guy.
Yes.
And it's not, hey, Kristen, here, come join, revel in your friends, your friends' popularity at a post-Willamette Week party. I can hear the party sounds in the background, drinking. What does he want from me?
What?
Just who the person who went home was.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I was sitting there, Kristen.
Yeah.
I just assumed you were out somewhere, like Dante's or something.
No, so, I was then at home.
So they called you at home.
They called me at home.
From a party with the sounds of festivity in the background.
I can hear glasses clinking.
Christian, we're at this fantastic party. Everybody is here, and we're having a great day. Who went home on Rockstar tonight?
We know your life is sad and pathetic, and you have no friends of your own. So come revel with your good friends who are popular. No, I didn't get any of that.
Okay. Well, if you really want, we could probably find you a date within 30 or 40 seconds. That would be my guess.
Yeah, with the guy that, the creepy guy that hung out with you at the party last night, probably.
No, not with that guy.
Yeah.
All right, we have to go now.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's crazy. Oh, by the way, we should thank...
I feel really bad now.
We did... Well, I wasn't there. I went home. This is not my fault. It's not on me. I mean, wouldn't you... Wouldn't you have assumed that she was out with Stephanie?
I thought she was.
I mean, Kristen sent me an email this morning, by the way. My conscience is clear in making that joke, because Kristen from accounting sent me an email this morning in which she jokingly referred to Stephanie as her bisexual lover. So, you know that joking about it is the first step. That's step one out of, like, five.
That means that there's a thought in your head about it.
Yeah, step five is renting a U-Haul. It's 503-733-2970. And so there you go. We got a break. What's coming up, Sarah Dillon?
Ed McCarthy.
Yes.
More news.
Ed McC. Way to forward from. Way to tease. You're making it sound so grippy. Ed McCarthy's coming up. David Cassidy news, a little bit of that. Week in Geek, we have Jim Roop coming up, and we'll give you an update on the vegan fight. Sports Fight 17, the vegan vendetta. Stay there, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
And I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name.
For the love of sweet God Almighty.
It's only halfway through the show on Thursday afternoon.
Hey, but it's a ride ship. Wait, hold on. Let's listen now to the sound of Rick Emerson eating a ride chip.
Compelling stuff.
I can hear the cume becoming core. All right, 503. Ooh, salty. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Is Scotty in call screening booth?
I don't know.
CNN's calling.
And now he's gone. That was, okay. Look down.
I'm going to talk to him about prioritizing.
Look down at the hotline. And that was Ed McCarthy calling, I'm pretty sure. All right. It's 503-733. I'm sorry. Show's just gone to hell in the last 90 seconds.
I'm just so distracted by this Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes stuff. That's like Bigfoot.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Now, I know that I'm probably the only one in the room who listens to Stephanie Miller. Because you are... Tim, do you listen to Stephanie Miller?
I do sometimes if I'm not busy.
I'm not going to go on and on and on and on and on to the break of dawn about it. You should check it out. You listen, you know, and you, if you like... here's what I tell people, not to get sidetracked with shilling. But if you like the new news... If you like the new news hour, you'll like the Stephanie Miller Show, because it is very much like a three-hour version of the new news hour. With bosoms. So, but they were talking about the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes thing this morning, and they had the greatest quote from Leah Remini. Do you have that quote from Leah Remini about the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes baby? Which no one has seen. And Sarah was pointing out, which are these pictures of Katie Holmes clutching. It really is like UFO photos.
Yeah, there was one picture that purports to be a bald head, but then Leah Remini described the baby as having dark, thick hair. So, I mean, so Katie Holmes is carrying around this bald
baby.
Sack
of laundry. She's carrying around one of those things that they give you in home ec class. It's like a bag of sugar with a nose. You must take care of this bag of sugar for a day and a half. Then you will know not to become an unwed mother. So Leah Remini has the great... Do we have the actual quote from her?
It's like he...
It's good enough that I want to find the actual... I'll tell you what. Let's bring on Ed McCarthy to the Rick Emerson Show. Let's welcome now, from the dirty south, Ed McCarthy, CNN radio correspondent to the stars. Ed McCarthy, how are you, sir?
I'm good. In answer to that question, what happened, I guess we can report that there are brownouts in the south from our heat wave. The power just went out. The phone just went bang.
And my intern, Scotty J, is screaming at me over the instant messenger, don't blame the messenger. I took the call.
No, Scotty, I am so, well, it's out of my control, but I am sorry it happened.
That's all right. Know? You are in a different time zone, so it's not inconceivable that Scotty would have screwed it up somehow.
No, he didn't. He did not, I swear.
I'm just making...
Everything went out, and it just came right back instantly. It was just weird. The whole thing was
making
out for like 2 seconds, and that was it.
Making the observation.
Just not to screw up the phone call as you were tossing to me.
Well, see, that's okay. You recovered with aplomb. You are a pro. Hey, let's do this, Sarah. While I'm talking to Ed, can you Google, okay, and find that Leah Remini quote?
Got it.
Is it? Okay, so Ed McCarthy, I know that this is not what you're really calling about today. We're calling, we were really wanting to talk to you just so I can shamelessly and shallowly gloat about the crushing defeat that Ralph Reed, formerly head of the Christian Coalition, suffered yesterday, which is fantastic, and is going to put a smile on my face and a zippity-doo-dah in my heart for the rest of the month.
You know, and I can also say that I was wrong on Cynthia McKinney, because apparently...
A runoff.
She's not as insulated as I thought. She's in a runoff, so...
You know, I don't think people take kindly to her not... just not showing up to the debates. Let's say that.
Instead of blaming the TV camera, she says, all the TV stations are here now, she said.
And you know what? And I don't know that I could vote for somebody that has a big bow in their hair. I mean, literally, it's a bow. It's like five... It's a bow with... It's like the wingspan of a pterodactyl on top of her head.
Oh, God.
That was like a Tom Likas laugh that you just did there.
And her eyes got really big when she found out she was on a runoff.
Oh, I was trying to play the... There we go. Thank you. All right. So, but before we talk about anything else, we are going to read you... We have been following on this radio program the saga and travails of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes and their alleged baby that they allegedly had after allegedly having sex with one another.
The one that nobody's seen.
The one that nobody's seen. And there are these photos floating around now of Katie Holmes. And Sarah is right. It's like Bigfoot photos where it's like if you look, you can see sort of a shadow and a blur. It's like the Zapruder film where they're trying to prove that she's carrying around a baby. And really, it's just like her with like, you know, a sock or something. It's just nothing. Listen to this quote now from actress Leah Remini about... baby Suri. Sarah, if you have that quote.
Yeah. Do you want me to read the...
Yeah.
I'll read the beginning of it. Okay, so Leah Remini says she's seen Suri, the three-month-old baby of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. The reports the actress said in an interview that she saw the baby several weeks ago. Quote, she's a newborn and normal size. End quote.
Now...
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're going to have the same reaction to that that everybody has had, which is you read that and you go, she's a newborn... This is the quote from Leah Remini about the Tom Cruise baby. She's a newborn and normal size.
Yeah, like, you know, how much does she weigh?
Okay, but see, why would you just say that? Why would you just volunteer that?
You don't say it, like, you would say adorable or, you know, looks just
she's
like
mother
mom.
And baby are doing fine. Mm-hmm. That's what you say. She just felt compelled. And again, this is Leah Remini, who has no vested interest in the child, but who is a
Except
Scientologist,
sure
I believe.
Is.
The baby is normal size. That's sort of like... You know, baby is fine, and of regulation size. You know, it's just a whole lot of creepy... there's something weird about that phrase.
Kind of, you know, something like from the 4400 or something.
That's what I mean. There's something strange about about volunteering that the baby is of normal size. It just is odd.
There's
so
further description there. You know, you don't have a, you know, well, the baby's like five, you know, 8.
Yeah.
10 ounces.
No, I mean, it's, I mean.
Well, and then a friend describes the baby as a cross between the two with dark straight hair and dark eyes.
Because.
And then the one picture purported to be her carrying the baby is completely bald.
It seems also, she's a baby. It's all, but they claim that she has hair and yet she's bald. And here's the other thing. That's also another thing. What?
She has hair and she's bald.
Well, I'm saying one report says the baby has hair. Here I am caring about this.
I know, I can't keep me awake at night. I care about this so much. I hate it.
It's kind of cute, though. Huh. I am using the network of Edward R. Murrow to talk about Tom Cruise's baby, which is a regulation size. Now, here's the other thing. Isn't it weird that they would volunteer that the baby has the features of one parent and also the features of the other? The only reason you would say that is if that wasn't really the case and you were trying to dispel that rumor before it even got started.
I don't remember Tom Cruise having dark hair or dark eyes for that matter.
Like, imagine if Leah Remini, you know, stood up there and said, well, tell me, Leah Remini, what about the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes baby? Well, the baby is of regulation size and was made out of one of Katie's eggs and sperm from Tom Cruise. That is all. I must now go back to the compound. It's just creepy stuff to volunteer.
Really is. You know, you have to describe, you know, what about the ears? I mean, you know, the kid has ears that could probably pick up cable, you know, something like that.
The ears are of regulation size. Our glorious leader is pleased. It will be sunny today and beautiful. All is well.
Well, that sounds alien.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's an alien, baby. Ralph Reed, this says that the New York Times loses Georgia primary race. Ralph Reed, Rick read happily, the former director of the Christian Coalition and a terrifying man who may be the Antichrist, and a former Republican lobbyist involved in the Jack Abramoff scandal, suffered an embarrassing defeat in his effort to win the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor on Tuesday. Conceded defeat with his opponent leading by more than 10 percentage points. It's a fantastic day, Ed. And were they predicting him to win, or is this out of the blue?
No, we were talking to you, and I'm getting all these pollsters in Georgia. They're saying, you know, it was too close to call, and, you know, maybe one had a slight edge over the other. Well, this guy just smoked him, and, you know, he was pretty tough. Of course, the guy he ran against, when you put Ralph Reed next to the guy, this guy looks like he could kick your butt in a bar fight, the guy that beat him.
Fantastic.
So, you know, I don't know, maybe if you put the two together. And, you know, when they have these attack ads on TV, they always pick the worst possible picture of the person.
Of course. So what is the deal with Cynthia McKinney? There's going to be a runoff. When, how do they do that in Georgia?
It's going to be August 8th. They're going to have it. So that'll be on a Tuesday, and that's when they're going
to
have it.
All right. Hey, I hate to put you on the spot about this, but we were talking about this earlier. Was it, in fact, Georgia that had the embarrassing lawsuit about a woman's right to purchase a marital aid?
Yeah, actually, it was... I thought that was the one that was found on the airplane, wasn't it? They found it going through at the Atlanta airport.
Maybe I'm merging two different stories in my head. I thought there was some case that went before the Supreme Court a while back about whether or not it was legal to sell, purchase marital aids, and I thought that had emanated from your great state.
It may have. I'm trying to think. That was a while back.
It's not like you pick up the paper every day and scan for marital aid stories, Ed McCarthy. So.
Well, that's true, but, you know, if I see those, they stick out in my mind, and I just... Because I'm a sick individual, but I just can't remember that one.
Okay.
Right off the bat. I remember the woman that got stopped at the airport. They actually found it in one of her carry-on bags or something, and they made a big deal, and I think she sued.
Yes. I apologize for this embarrassing news segment that we forced you to be part of.
That's all right. We're part of all the news. Don't worry about it.
See, that's the can-do attitude that keeps us coming back to you, Ed McCarthy.
That's it.
Thank you, brother.
So today we can report power outages here. We had one right here just before the show.
And it was, what is a brownout as opposed to, is a brownout where they just turn it off momentarily? I don't even know what that phrase means.
I guess. I have a funny feeling they were overloaded with air conditioning here because we're like up to 97.
Hey, my wife is in Florida right now, and I can't, it's going to be 104 here in Portland. My wife is in Florida. I can't, in Orlando, I cannot even imagine. I cannot even fathom how hot it is down there. And I know we're talking about heat, and everybody says it, but you know what? I have never been more glad, and I love my wife, but I have never been more glad to not be with her, because there's no way I would die.
We try to keep the dogs inside as long as we can, but, you know, they get anxious. They want to go out for walks and everything.
Yeah.
We can't do that. We can't go now. It's too darn hot for you.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Thank you, Ed McCarthy.
All righty.
Talk to you soon, brother. There you go. There's Ed McCarthy, CNN radio correspondent. By the way, we always use the indefinite article. A vibrator, not your vibrator. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, we've got Nancy and Tony here. Oh, this is about your car. Okay, so we did ask people. We should do that, and then we'll go to Tim Riley at the city desk. Because here, we were talking about this earlier. This whole business of Sarah's car, which I'd sort of forgotten about, but the deal is that Sarah was at Sabala's a while ago, inside, having a good time, car parked up front. Some ne'er-do-wells, a woman and her rapscallion boyfriend from an even worse side of the tracks.
No, but it sounds like it wasn't her boyfriend. It sounds like she was cheating on her boyfriend with this guy.
Oh.
Allegedly. That's what the cops said. It seemed like it was a case of infidelity.
Dun, da, 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 da. And so she slid across the center lane, rammed her car into your car, destroyed your car, and then she and the boyfriend got out and ran away. And so we went to the arraignment, which was a happy time. And she tried to clean up, but she couldn't cover up the hideous stink of crime that covered her like a cheap, tawdry perfume. Her trial is August 9th?
Yeah, I guess she has a pre-trial on the 29th, which they don't really do anything yet. But then the trial that I've actually been subpoenaed to be a
witness. Now, you have to testify?
I guess so,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so great. You're going to be on the witness stand behind the bulletproof plexiglass?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So what is it? But you were saying that they were making you, like, what? Why do you have to do anything? Isn't this the state's job?
I guess I have to go through and try and figure out what kind of inconveniences it caused me. So since
you don't have a car.
I know. Well, since they're only offering me, a very small amount for my car, and it looks like that's all that the insurance company is going to pay for. So I have to try and tally up all my out-of-pocket expenses, like when I was working on Coin and had to take a taxi, or any time I've had to take a bus.
So will the insurance company, in addition to giving you a lump sum for a new car, will they also take into account money you had to spend because you didn't have a car?
That's what I have to bring to court with me. That's what I'm telling her that she needs to compensate me for.
Oh, so this has to do with how much the woman is going to fork over to you.
Yeah.
I'm so confused about this. So when you go to trial against this woman...
See, I am so confused.
Is she looking at jail time or just money to you or to the state or all three?
I wish she was looking at jail time. I think it's just...
I wish she was looking forward to being beaten in the face with a shovel.
I would like to...
Covered in fire ants.
She seems like a girl who needs to learn a lesson.
That's not an inducement to any sort of act, by the way. We are not encouraging anyone to teach her said lesson.
A stern tax master.
Yes. Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy. How are you?
Hey, Rick.
You're on the Rick Emerson Show. I'll give you a minute.
Well, hello. How are you? Hey, Sarah.
Yeah, hey.
Actually, this isn't about your car. It's about something completely different. Anyway, I live in Aloha, and we have, I get the Oregonian every morning, and you know how they put in the weekly inserts for depending on the county that you live in?
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I swear to God, this girl in front of the Washington County Weekly looks just like Sarah. Drinking a martini.
Are you on the cover of the Washington County Weekly?
I don't think so.
Do you drink martinis? You drink apple martinis sometimes, don't you?
I have from time to time.
You know, it looks like an apple martini. A very attractive brunette woman. I've never actually met Sarah, but I've seen, you know, she's on my MySpace. She's one of my buddies.
Who? Do we know who you are? I mean, no offense. I mean, have we met? Do we?
No, I've actually never met any of you guys, but I listen to you every day. I'm on the road all the time.
Thank you.
And... yeah, first time caller, so I'm like really nervous.
No. Don't worry about it. I'm just trying to figure out. So this is on the front. So confusing.
The paper or the insert?
The Washington County insert to today's Oregonian.
Right.
Okay, has a woman on the cover who looks like Sarah.
Sipping a martini. It's a profile shot of her sipping a martini.
What is this for? Is it for an ad, an article? What is it for?
Well, it's advertising for hot summer nights about what young suburbanites are doing. So that makes me question as whether or not it's Sarah or not. But I swear to God, it looks so much like her side.
Okay, let me ask everyone this. If there is someone out there who has the Washington insert, this is the most egocentric. If someone out there, we need to see more pictures of ourselves. We just don't get enough attention paid to us.
I agree.
It's not enough that we have a radio program, TV shows, and that Sarah is a model on the side. We need to look at more pictures of ourselves. No, you and I were talking about this yesterday. About how that's... Can somebody please pay a little bit more attention to us? That we kind of feel bad, in a way, every time something like this happens, because it just makes us... That's why one of the reasons I'm so reserved at parties, that's why I'm so shy, because I don't ever want to look like the guy that... I don't get enough attention paid to me 15 hours a week.
And somebody did that thing to you that you hate yesterday. Remember when the guy's like,
oh my God,
do something funny for me.
A guy comes up to me at the party last night. And again, I'm not trying to sound like...
I was so your bodyguard, too.
And I am not trying to make it sound like I don't like talking to people. I'm not that guy. I'm not one of those a-hole guys who are like, I don't wish to speak to the people who listen to the press. It's not that at all. It's just that I'm always self-conscious because I'm a social leper. I just never know how to talk to people. This guy comes up at the Willamette party yesterday. He's like, hey, Rick, say something funny. And, like, any chance I had of saying something funny vanished at that point. So if somebody, though, has the Washington County insert to today's Oregonian,
yeah,
either drop it off or if you have the chance to scan it, send it in. We'd be curious to see if that is, in fact, Sarah. All right. Thank you, Nancy.
No problem. Right.
All right. And thank you. And thank you for listening. You spread the word.
I will.
Thank you, Nancy. All right. There you go. That's Nancy.
All we have is Sherry Lee Collins of Canby.
Oh, God. No, don't. No.
That's the Metro edition.
Oh.
I guess she's a young suburbanite in her own suburban area.
If you're okay. Sarah does not look anything like the woman that Tim just pointed to, by the way.
Oh, that's a lady in the trailer park who fell into a coma. She lost 53 pounds.
What?
She lost 53 pounds.
In her coma?
What did she weigh before? And her hair, also. And teeth, I think.
Her body temperature reached 107.
Moving on, let's talk to Tony. Hello, Tony, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick. First of all, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, Tony.
Anyway, I'm a counselor in the Portland area, and the same thing happened to me a few years ago that happened to Sarah. Don't cash the check. If you do, it'll be accepted as a settlement.
This is okay. The check from the woman?
Just been actively avoiding
the check from the woman
company.
That hit
not cash that check, otherwise it's over with.
So this is, well, see, somebody told me that one time, actually. Somebody told me that if you had a bill collector on your back about something, like if you, not that I'm not encouraging people to avoid paying their debts, but there was a time. Anyway, someone told me that if you owe a bill for like $100, the deal is that you, and this may be an urban legend, but they said that you write a check for like $20 or $50, and then in the notation part you put blah, 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 you know, power bill or whatever, paid in full. And then if they cash it, they are accepting the terms and acknowledging that the debt is done.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's what this, so you're saying that this is, if she gets the check from the woman and it's not a satisfactory amount, she should not cash it.
Absolutely. A matter of fact, I have a good lawyer. He got me $50,000, and he's very reputable and affordable. If you want the name.
Affordable's good, because I really don't.
We like affordable here at CBS Radio.
Yeah. His name is.
I'm actually going to bleep that. I'm going to have
No.
It's just because I want to have you give that information off the air.
Okay.
Because it's not, I don't want it to, you know, just so that I don't want the appearance that we're trolling for a particular business or anything here. So I'm going to put you on hold. Can you give that information to Scotty?
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, there you go. I don't have to turn into a big Yellow Pages thing. It just sounds weird. Is this Brad the car? Let's talk to Brad the car guy.
Hey, good afternoon. Yes, it is.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I just want to let Sarah know that we are happy if she needs to not embellish her damages.
If you need a creative estimate, Sarah.
Yeah, we've hauled her around or whatever, and we do charge for those services, so I can provide her an invoice.
That would actually...
But see, you've been bicycling, though, so is that a thing?
No,
are they going to screw
taking...
you because
no,
you bicycled?
No, because I've also been taking taxis, and I've been taking the bus a lot. Talk!
What? What is that?
I ride my bicycle, but I also have to places that I need to be that aren't within...
Well, you have cabbed it numerous times.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Yes. So we can provide the invoice that you require. And what's really effective, well, I don't know where this woman works. We had a woman who hit one of our cars and refused to pay, said, the check's in the mail, the whole thing. Found out she worked at a not-to-be-mentioned Montessori-type school.
Yes.
So I showed up at her work and sat there and talked to the principal and her boss.
I actually found out where this woman works. I had the address. And
let's all stalk her. All right. Hey, Kristen would like to thank you, by the way, for calling her to home to
That's
find out
right.
who got kicked
I
off Rockstar.
I already called her and told her I owed her at least two or three drinks.
Yes, and yes, I think that is the case. All right, thank you, Brad.
Good to see you.
All right, girl,
thanks,
that's Brad. All right. 573-2970.
Let's break.
Okay. It's like that time you didn't want to be mentioned on the air that you smoked. You want everybody to know.
That you're balding.
Oh, and then you stupid girl. Hello there. It's the best show ever. Hey, where did Tim go? He's just skulked off again, bitter and disillusioned. Back with Tim Riley at the city desk. After this, here's the Four Horsemen.